On today's show, VW gets ready to storm up Pike's Peak on batteries. Car sales in Germany are red hot, and Alcantara cannot keep up with demand. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Well, sales of new cars in Germany are roaring ahead. According to Words Auto, automakers sold over 280,000 light vehicles in February, up 7.5%. Year-to-date sales total more than 570,000 units, which is a 9.5% gain. And unlike in the U.S., passenger cars dominate the market, with sales of over 530,000 units compared to only 41,000 light trucks. And in other European car news, Renault is moving more production of its best-selling model, the Clio, out of France and into Turkey. Reuters reports that 94% of next-gen Clio models will be built at Renault's plants in Turkey and Slovenia, while the remaining 6% will be assembled in France. Back in 2010, Renault tried to move all Clio production out of France, but scrapped the plans when that triggered a massive political backlash. It isn't facing as much pushback this time because it's offsetting Clio production with a new electric car. But this could be a signal that more automakers will shift production out of Western Europe in order to cut costs. The car market in China is booming, but Ford sales are dropping fast. They're down 23% for the first 2 months of the year. One reason is that Ford has an old lineup of vehicles. Another reason is that Ford does not have good relationships with its Chinese partners, Changan and Jiling Motors. Reuters reports that the Chinese partners don't trust Ford. To change that around, Ford plans to promote more Chinese executives to work with its partners. Ford had named a Chinese national, Jason Lo, to head up its operations in China, but after only 5 months on the job, he abruptly resigned for personal reasons, setting back the company's efforts to improve its relations in China. Volkswagen will charge up Pike's Peak with a car that has to be charged up. That's coming up next.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
If you had to say Formula One's new protective halo bar looked like anything, what would it be? Well, if you said flip-flop, the folks at McLaren must have been thinking the same thing. Because flip-flop manufacturer Gandy's will be a sponsor for the upcoming season and will have their name prominently displayed on McLaren's halo. When life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. And speaking of racing, the Pikes Peak Hill Climb has seen nearly every type of vehicle race, and recently electric vehicles have started to take over the mountaintop. And this year, Volkswagen hopes to take the top spot in the Unlimited category with this purpose-built EV. The Unlimited category pretty much allows engineers to do whatever they want with respect to technology, and we'd say that shows through on VW's race car. The Pikes Peak Hill Climb starts on June 24th. In another VW news, we're getting our first look at the new Touareg as it makes a 16,000-kilometer trip from Bratislava to Beijing, which is where the SUV will make its world premiere. While the front and rear are camouflaged, the updated styling doesn't seem to be as rounded off as the previous model. It also doesn't seem to be as boxy and truck-like as the new Atlas. So it kind of looks like VW is trying to hit a sweet spot between the Tiguan and Atlas. The new Touareg will debut on March 23rd. Coming up next, Alcantara is so popular, it cannot keep up with demand. Alcantara is a type of synthetic leather that automotive designers love to specify for the interiors of their cars. It feels like suede, yet it's 50% lighter than leather, an important consideration in today's push to reduce mass in order to increase fuel efficiency. Alcantara also promotes its environmental sustainability and became the first company in Italy to be officially certified as carbon neutral. At the moment, Alcantara cannot keep up with demand. One reason is that the company only manufactures its product in Italy, believing this helps it get a premium price. Over the next 5 years, it's going to double production with new facilities in Modena, Italy. It will use that production to expand beyond automotive, which currently accounts for 80% of its sales. One unexpected application is that Microsoft is using it on its Surface lineup of tablets. The 12 hours of Sebring ran this weekend, and it was another terrific race. The overall win went to Nissan in the DPI, or prototype, category. That marks the first win for Nissan with its new car, which is quite an accomplishment. Porsche won the GT Le Mans category with its seemingly indestructible 911, and Lamborghini took the GT Daytona category with the Huracan. In NASCAR, Martin Truex and his Toyota Camry absolutely dominated the Auto Club 400 in Fontana, California. That's it for today. Thanks for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.